tomorrow. Guess what today is, Jennifer?
Today.
That's right.
Today is today.
Can we have a quick conversation about Mr. Zimmerman? I want to get it from your point of view. Kenny and I have spent the last hour talking with folks and about folks who have something to say. Mm-hmm. And because you're in Los Angeles, there's a little bit of a different deal.
Some nice riots last night.
There, yeah. So the Walmart store has every news camera and every helicopter flying over it still. This was what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What did actually happen? You're down the street, so what happened?
There was a parade.
Really?
Are you talking about what happened in the Crenshaw district?
Yeah, that's where the action was, the Walmart and the places around. I know that the story is funny. Just a quick little happenstance. When Meredith came to visit me the first time last year in Los Angeles, we left the airport, and we were supposed to meet somebody, but we were supposed to meet the kids for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we had about an hour, so she said, well, take me around. So instead of getting on the 405 and going over to Hollywood, I just drove straight up, Englewood?
Yeah.
And we ended up in the Crenshaw district. And she thought, she had never really been in Los Angeles before. She's looking around, she knows I've talked about what a great place it is and paradise, and she's looking around and she's like, what in the world?
This doesn't look like paradise.
Is this place that you brought me to? And it is. It's a tough, tough, tough area, and the people who live there are tough. So anyway, having that as a backdrop, what happened?
Well, so they had this little parade demonstration where they were walking through the Crenshaw district protesting the Zimmerman outcome, the Zimmerman trial. And about 10 o'clock, I think, one of the lieutenants of the police department said that it was now an unlawful assembly because there was some violence going on. And mm-hmm. so the people either had to get away or they were going to be arrested. About 11 or so, our new mayor, who this is his first big test, by the way, Eric Garcetti. Yep. Mm-hmm. Our police chief and our county supervisor had a press conference and addressed the violence and said that most of the people that came out were peaceful, but it was clear that there were many that were not, and they were kicking in windows and knocking over trash cans and pulling fences down on properties and skateboarding in the middle of the streets, and so those people started to be arrested. They also set off fireworks in the center of the street, which is always a great idea.
Yeah.
And just, what gets me is that this isn't Florida, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Los Angeles, George Zimmerman would most likely be in jail because our law is different than that of Florida. And I just don't think people really understand that this is more about our justice system and less about race. I mean, these people had no other choice because of the way a law is written.
The justice system in Florida sucks.
Instead of protesting this, start funneling all that energy, if you want to change a law, into trying to make some noise about changing a law.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
Change the laws.
And these people just, three people are there for the right reasons, and then the rest of them come in just because
30
they
are
want
there
it,
for the wrong reasons.
Because they want to get into trouble.
Right.
And with the Walmart,
they need, as Kenny put it, they need a new pair of shoes and a TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the way to protest. That's the way to honor Trayvon Martin. Steal a television set.
Right. And that's exactly what they tried to do at this Walmart where, the LAPD had to go in and try to
chase them all out.
Exactly. Because they want to loot. And this happened. This is what gets me. This happened, and it's a flashback for me, because during the riots after the Rodney King verdict, where people should have been protesting if they wanted to, because it was Los Angeles and we were in the right jurisdiction at least. But these people that were involved with this were just in it for the TV, the free shoes. I mean, they stole from all these business owners.
Mm-hmm.
How is that making a statement about what you want with the laws? Stealing things.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right, so the poll is still up that we started yesterday. What do you think about the verdict in the Zimmerman trial? It was the right verdict, the wrong verdict. I don't care. I'm just glad it's over. Help yourself to that. Kenny, what else do we want
What's
to
What's the outcome of that right now?
But that'll be
I don't care is winning by a lot.
Yeah.
By a landslide.
Yeah. And so where does that put us in the time that we're spending on this? Are we falling into this cave that the news media falls into? And the fact that I just spent a whole hour on it, if people don't care, I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, the fact that people don't care doesn't speak to the issues that Jennifer was just talking about.
I don't think the right answer is ever to not care about something. I understand if people are sick of hearing about it.
Yeah. Well, but they're sick of hearing the same old, which is the, you know, not only the justice system is pretty sucko in our country, but the system of delivering news and information sucks as well. Because you're not getting
And I blame the news media 100% in this.
Yeah.
By painting it into a black and white issue when this guy is not even white.
But it's over and over and over again. We keep saying the same things.
I know, but it's like
about the news media, and yet we more people. The survey that was released last week says more people get their news from television than anything else. Mm-hmm. What are they getting from television? You're getting crap.
Well, you're getting angry is what you're getting, and then you go out onto the streets and have a protest, and then all these other yahoos come with you and loot a Walmart.
Right, and that makes for more news. Wow, we can get more bigger ratings. Breaking news, Walmart destroyed by protesters. Yeah, it's... Hello. Ding, ding, ding.
Here's
Hello.
A hint. Oh, you may want to try a more upscale store next time.
Yeah, go to Beverly Hills. How long do you think a project like this would last in Beverly Hills?
I mean, give me a break.
About 3 seconds.
You're
going to
go
seconds.
Loot. Let's loot something really nice.
Yeah, right. But they wouldn't... 3 seconds. A group like this together in any other part, actually, of Los Angeles, whether it's Hollywood, whether it be down in Santa Monica where I am, Westwood, Brentwood. Can you imagine a gathering like this lasting more than 3 seconds? No.
In my neighborhood, yes.
In your neighborhood? Well, yeah, your neighborhood. Yeah.
And actually in your neighborhood, too, and I'll tell you why. Because the LAPD has their hands tied. They can't do anything at the fear of looking like they're heavy-handed.
Now, I don't,
and that's true.
There'd be... they would have to import people to come into my neighborhood because the people there, although they'd be expressive about it, would not. It's a whole different. And I don't mean this to sound like a jerk because it's not really the way it's meant. I don't have children in school there, but the neighborhood that I live in Santa Monica, has the most desirable elementary school in the entire county. More people want to get into that school. Because of what it represents and the neighborhood represents. And so, I think about that and the diversity and dichotomy of that neighborhood or the whole idea of how much different that part of the city is. And I think about other cities that I know. I'm thinking about Boston, other cities I've lived. Baltimore, my God, if this were going on in Baltimore, woof. Or Cincinnati, even what a difference between Baltimore and Cincinnati. I worked in Cincinnati a couple of years, and that's actually the city in which this program was born in the late 80s. It would have been a whole different thing. The fact that Jerry Springer and I opened that beer hall and we did a skit on Ebony and Ivory, that pretty much tells you the difference in Cincinnati versus...
you think?
Just a shame. Shame that there was no YouTube.
Dagnabbit.
Okay. When's the All-Star game?
Today.
Tonight, right?
Welcome to today. Yes, it is.
Yeah, all right.
There was a home run derby last night, and I don't even know who won because I was too busy watching people with baseball bats in L.A.
Yeah, it's a different kind of home run.
Different.
Yeah, ball and bat activity. Largest crowd to see a baseball game ever came to see Daryl Strawberry of the Mets score 2 runs to lead the National League to a 6-1 victory over the American League in the All-Star Game 1985. First program broadcast in stereo. Woohoo! All right, so
what?
That's the woohoo! Woohoo! 16 past the hour. This is today's good day.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow! This is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
All right, so we're trying to spread love and not anger here on the Good Day program.
What fun is that?
Yeah. All right, so Vladimir Putin would like to boot Mr. Snowden.
I think we actually have him here with his exact comment.
Yes, Mr. Putin, what do you say?
I would very much like it if Mr. Snowden would leave my country.
That's actual audio.
That's right. We've got the scoop here. That's it. First, fast, and factual. The information that we need to have.
Now, related. I bought the actual audio from some guy in a street corner, so hopefully that was really it. But
did he open up his raincoat and have all kinds of tools
all
in his raincoat?
All kinds of stuff in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So Putin wants him. Is he still at the airport? And what's his chance of being brought into the fold someplace in some countries? Everybody saying no because there's so much pressure being brought to bear by America and its dollars. We won't give you any more money if you take this guy. And I think that's really kind of what it's boiled down to, isn't it?
Well, some of it is just what Snowden continues to say. He met with human rights people in Russia to try and get
they have those to, people to in be Russia. Able to,
they have two or three, and the stipulation was that he couldn't continue doing what he's been doing, and he said okay,
and
then
a
day or two later, no, leaking information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's still leaking. Still leaking.
Yes, he's still leaking.
Still leaking.
So
it's still leaking
now they
after
would like
all
him
these
to leave.
Days. Yeah. Stop your leaking and get the hell out. All right, it's 21 after the hour. This is a good day for Tuesday.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What have you been doing in the past several hours? Have you been wrestling in thought with the things that you went to sleep with and you couldn't let it go? How are you when you go to bed, Jennifer? Are you able to chill out? Do you shut your thoughts off? Does everything shut down? And if it does...
Most of the time.
Is that because it's escape? Some people go to sleep and get into deep, deep REM sleep very quickly because it's an escape from whatever their realities are. There's an interesting mechanism that allows some people to do that. Just sort of you shut down and you go to sleep. But are you a peaceful sleeper or are you a restful sleeper? Do you move around in bed?
Or I definitely move, but I don't know if that makes me like a... I think I still sleep just as well, but I definitely am a mover when I sleep.
Do your fingers move and your feet move and that sort of thing?
My leg might kick you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Sometimes that goes on. What about you, Kenny?
I'm usually pretty stationary. Yeah. Just exhaustion sets in and I'm out.
So, but you don't have anything. Your life is such that, although we all have our problems, everybody has problems. There's something to always be dealt with. But sometimes if you have
that... seems like such an optimist, though. I would never think of Ken having problems, although Ken probably thinks of himself as having problems.
Who doesn't have a problem?
Sure.
Who doesn't have it? It's how you deal with the problems.
I think that Ken just seems so satisfied with his wife and his family life that I always think, you know, at the end of the day, he can go to bed happy because he's got it
good.
Well,
he has the right
stuff.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's right.
But yet there is a problem that you do have to address from time to time. And it doesn't, I mean, who doesn't have problems? What couple do you know of? What parental group or what a couple that love each other doesn't have a problem that has to be resolved? And you don't resolve it by not addressing it or running away from it. And so I guess the Abba song may be appropriate there for that sort of thinking. How about we lighten it up a little bit with some of the comedy from the late night shows last night, including Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon.
How was that wallet? Walmart.
This is shocking. It's come out that 9% of Americans, that's a lot of people, 9% of Americans text during sex. Yes! The report also found that in most cases, men text OMG while women text LOL. No, can you believe that? Some Americans are texting during sex. Of course, I still miss the good old days of faxing during sex.
And a woman from Phoenix, Arizona has been arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle 3 pounds of cocaine from Mexico into Arizona by taping it to her rear end. She had the cocaine taped to her butt. Now, I'm no expert, but would that make it crack cocaine? How does that work? I don't know.
Put him up.
He's the best.
I'm not a drug guy.
He's the best.
No, yeah, she also got restless leg syndrome, too, from the cocaine.
That was what I was looking for, restless leg syndrome.
Are you excited about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game right here in New York City? And, man, they've really made that an exciting. It used to be the Summer Classic, and I think it lives up to every sense of that expression, Summer Classic. They have the Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby, where guys dislocate their shoulder and can't play the rest of the year. Yeah. But, I mean, you watch that All-Star game. Nothing is more exciting than watching the overpaid players give 50%. I mean.
There you go. All right, coming up in the next half hour, Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us. We're going to talk about this study released today, which indicates the risk of dementia is greatly reduced by delaying your retirement.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. President Obama just named 3 lawyers to 3 vacancies to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Is he trying to, quote, pack the court? Or is the GOP just engaged in political obstruction?
I view this as having been obstructionism on the part of a Senate that disagreed with the ideology of the very centrist nominees, and I think it is an abuse of the advice and consent power. I just want to come back to the metaphor of court packing, which is so out of place and wrong and ridiculous. FDR tried to pack the court when he tried to increase the number of seats. These seats are there to be filled.
I take his packing argument, but I'm going to trump him with a functionality argument. This court does not have the workload that the second and the 11th had. One of our root causes of our crime problem here is the courts not being able to prosecute these cases.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us in a few minutes to put a little bit of information into your head about this new study. The older you are and the longer you delay retirement, you have less risk of developing Alzheimer's or any other type of dementia. You have less, the longer you, it's, here's the caveat to this. This is what the vet told me about Charlotte. All right. So let's see if you can apply this to what you think about your dog or what you know about your dog. If you have, my dog is 13 years old on when's the 20th? Friday, right? Saturday?
She'll be
13 years
party?
Old on Saturday the 20th. Yeah, we ought to have a birthday party for her on Friday. And I have vets here in Massachusetts and vet out in California. The one I like the best is Bill Carlson, who's in California. He said to me, he sees Charlotte two or three times during the winter when I have her out there. He said to me, the most amazing thing about her and that breed is that most of them only live to be 8 or 10 because they have their problems and people don't push them. They don't have enough exercise. They get fat, and you know that it's the same thing with humans. You let that happen to you, but their brains, Charlotte's brain, has always been in challenge mode, and she's experienced through her life all kinds of different things, whether it be on the farm, she's traveled a great deal, she's had a wonderful life. So this stimulation has made her brain and her body not like the usual dog that you would just have at home, and you know, you keep him at home and he doesn't ever go anywhere and do anything. And because this breed, a lot of the smaller breeds, get sick when they're 8, 9, 10 years old, she's beyond that. So she's lived and has survived what the challenges would have been physically. So now the challenge is keep her heart and her lungs strong, and she'll live unbelievably long. You know, I've got her exercising in the water and that sort of stuff. She has a powerful stroke, little thing. I put her in the pool. I should probably take some video of this and post it, although we do it sort of later in the day.
Does she like it?
Well, she doesn't really like it. because remember I told you last week she fell into the pool, and that wasn't a good experience. But I got her one of those vests, a dog vest that's really like a swimming, what do we call them? It's a life preserver. And put her in the water, and she's powerfully stroking around and getting around. And that's the exercise that they need. So between the exercise and the mental stimulation, the same for a dog as a human. You get to a point, you're beyond the things that would normally get you. And so if you continue to understand that, then you will live the best of all possible worlds. That's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, and I don't say this to sound self-serving, people who know me and understand how my mind works and my body works and don't know how old I am are shocked to know how old I am. And I don't say, again, please don't take this the wrong way. I am I've just
104.
Decided.
Oh.
Yeah.
He sounds good.
I just decided I don't want to be like everybody else. And that goes for my experiences in life with people. You can tell that I'm not the same as anybody else by listening to me for a while on the radio. You pretty much all know that about me. But that's what makes life worth living, isn't it? Not being the same as everybody else, not treating every situation the same, not having the same expectations or handling problems the same way. Isn't that what you expect from somebody who is different? You want somebody, you may not have the courage to be different yourself. Listen, there are plenty of things going on in my life that I'd just soon run from. Run. Because I've done it that way all my life. And if you get into that mode, and that's how you approach things, just, okay, I give up. I'm moving. You haven't come to the point of, it's like Andrea Metcalf talking about climbing Mount Everest or whatever. What wasn't Everest? What mountain did she climb? She climbed Kilimanjaro. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine what goes into a mind that, I mean, it would be easy, certainly, not to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, right?
I've chosen to go that route, and yes, it is easier,
I've
sir.
I've chosen not to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I have lived my whole life that way. Without climbing my
Everest. I have climbed my driveway, however, but you know.
Yeah, your driveway has about a 1% slope in it, as I recall. So that's really kind of a lesson here in the dog world, and we'll talk about this with Ron Hoffman in terms of the physical side of it, but I am convinced as I learn more about my life and me and where I've come from and what I've done, someday I'll tell you about the experience I had this past weekend getting into a place where I was forced, in reality, to relive my birth, literally. And to come through the first few years of my life, and it was an extraordinary experience. And maybe not why, if I knew what I was going to get into by doing it, would I choose this weekend to do the same thing, knowing what I went through last Sunday? No. I shouldn't say no, because I do make those choices. But I spent 3.5 hours in a place that was like no other place, mentally, or yeah, emotionally and physically, like I had never been in before. And it was because I decided that I wanted to do something that was different, because I didn't want to handle.
Well, congratulations.
Things.
Reliving your birth, that is different, sir.
And yeah, it was. It was extraordinary. All right, anyway.
Definitely different.
That's not the focus of our event here. Our focus is to figure out how to keep you living long and prospering. And we're going to do that with Dr. Ron Hoffman in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother. Premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on HGTV.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
It's now 18 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who likes to be called Ron. Do your patients call you Ron? Do they call you Dr. Ron? They call you Dr. Hoffman? How do your patients, because you practice every day, you got an office in New York City, that's how you maintain your relevance. And so I wonder, because we have names for the various doctors who are on the program.
It varies all over the lot, but Dr. Ron is fine.
All right, so Dr. Ron it is. By the way, Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you in part by HGTV, Brother versus Brother Sunday. HGTV's own Property Brothers are back. Brother versus Brother premieres Sunday night at 10. That's 9 Central on HGTV. Dr. Ron is here, among other reasons, to discuss this study. I don't know if you're listening to me. A few minutes ago, I was talking about this study which suggests that elderly individuals who delay retirement have less risk of developing Alzheimer's or other types of dementia. The study involved the records of a half a million people. 3% had developed dementia, but the risk of this was lower for each year of age beyond the normal retirement time of 65. And those who developed Alzheimer's and dementia who retired at 60, I mean, the odds are, I'm looking at this pretty astounding research, Ron, whether or not you're physically active, whether you're socially connected, whether you're mentally stimulated, all of these are factors. And I've said this often, I wonder in your patients, if you say this to them, the people who look forward so eagerly to retirement so they don't have to do anything, and those are the ones who are dead first, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, I think it's some consolation for this faltering economy where people are unable to retire and having to postpone their
retirement.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That they're going to have to work forever and a day and, you know, maybe retire if they're lucky at 78 or 82. I think that, look, I mean, clearly, you know, that's my mission statement. I don't ever plan to retire.
No,
and,
nor do I.
And I think that's all to the good. I actually see quite a few patients who, as a result of retirement, they're pitched into a sense of depression,
yeah,
and they become very lethargic, demotivated, and often sick. Retirement is a bear. I mean, it can be great if what you need to do is you need to say, look, here's my bucket list, here's some things that I'm going to do. But an unstructured retirement where you kind of descend into lethargy, that's not good.
No, not at all. All right, so those of you, what is the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient? Don't give up. And if you are forced into it, yesterday we were talking about in some circumstances, especially various government jobs, police and some of the air traffic control and pilot, you know, those situations where people feel like you need to be out earlier, you better find something else to do.
I think volunteerism is a really good idea. The other thing that I'll point out, though, is, you know, they talk about mental activity to forestall Alzheimer's. Actually, it turns out that it's more physical activity that is correlated with protection against Alzheimer's and dementia, because, I mean, all these brain teaser games that people sometimes use to stimulate their brains, the studies are not that positive on those, but the studies really do show that if you do some kind of physical activity, whether it's vigorous walking or cycling, swimming, that really does help your brain.
Yep. All right, so here's another item of interest to parents and children, and I'm sure you're going to be confronted with questions in your office today. Dr. Ronald Hoffman is with us on Good Day. The study which suggests that salty snacks are adding to the problem of young obesity and extra pounds, and with that comes blood pressure problems. This has been something that has been in the news the last couple of days. Teens who now have a problem with blood pressure and are on some of these blood pressure medicines that usually we think are reserved for people that are like in their 60s or something, kids are going on, heart disease, and it's because in part we're having too much salt. See, I don't see, I suppose, it's not like you're pouring salt on your food. Isn't it the salt and the preservatives that's in a lot of the prepared foods that's a problem?
Yeah, this whole salt controversy bothers me because it results in sweeping statements and government policies where, you know, we're not going to allow people to buy salty food or add salt. And, you know, different strokes for different folks when it comes to salt and sodium. Some studies actually show virtually no connection between sodium consumption and cardiovascular risk, which is dumb because we know that there are some people who are very salt sensitive. Their blood pressure spikes, and when they reduce their sodium, blood pressure goes down. But there are actually some people from where the opposite happens. If they reduce their sodium, somehow in competition, in compensation, their blood vessels clamp down and their blood pressure spikes. So, kids who are active, you know, running around sweating, and I don't know what the temperatures are like by you, but here
plenty
in New York, big
plenty
heat
hot.
Cell.
Yeah.
We're all sweating like crazy. We need to replete our electrolytes, and sodium's a good thing for that.
Yeah. And so does it make a difference whether you're in the big city or on the country? I ask that question because I think you know that I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I'm very physical. I was out last night until after 9 o'clock working, and most every day I spend at least in the summertime 6 to 8 hours in the physical work on the farm, and I think it stands me very well, but that's fewer and far. We used to have our whole system based on the agrarian culture. Now only 2% of us really are on the land, so that leaves 98%, and a lot of those people, even if they're in smaller communities, are stuck in front of a screen. I spend a lot of time at 15, 16, which is the age of the study, in front of a screen, doing nothing physical.
Yeah, no, I mean, clearly, there's a lot of talk here in the nutrition community about reviving what is called the paleo lifestyle, paleolithic diet, paleolithic work habits.
That's eating dinosaurs, right? Or dinosaurs eat you.
Not necessarily, but, you know, abandoning some of the excess things that we consume as part of our Western lifestyle.
Yeah. All right. Some good information, food for thought, if you will. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us on Good Day. Ron, what's your website?
drhoffman.com. And
we've
got some great articles up there.
Yep. Check it out. 10 for the hour on Good Day.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-475-1230. That's 1-800-475-1230. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-475-1230. That's 1-800-475-1230.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The action conversationally, a lot of things to learn today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program in our way, Tech Talk time now. Shelley Palmer is here today after taking the day off yesterday in the heat of New York. It really is. In the cities, it seems hotter than it is in the country, even though the temperatures are the same. It's because the buildings are so close.
Concrete.
The concrete and the macadam all absorb that heat and just, whew, man. Anyway, so Shelley's back with us today talking about Microsoft, which announced a reduction in price for their lowest cost Surface tablets. So find out the whys and the wherefores of that and how it affects you in just a moment here on Good Day.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tuesdays on USA Network are about to become your favorite night of the week.
Do we have a deal or not?
Because two of TV's most addictive shows are back.
I'm in.
At 9, Covert Affairs returns with its most anticipated season yet.
I'm just doing my job.
And at 10, it's a new season of Suits, the most talked about show on TV.
Butch and Sundance are back.
It's two can't-miss shows back-to-back. The season premiere of Covert Affairs, tonight at 9, 8 Central, followed by Suits at 10, 9 Central, only on USA Network.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've been waiting for a price drop to buy a Microsoft Surface tablet, your time is now. Microsoft recently announced a significant price cut in its entry-level Surface RT tablets. These are the less powerful Surface tablets on the market and don't run the full version of Windows 8. However, the Surface RTs are decent in their own right, and they're now $150 cheaper. A 32-gigabyte model now runs $349, and doubling the storage to 64 gigs will cost $100 more, or $449. The price cut was likely the result of a few factors, including poor sales numbers and the new models that are going to hit store shelves later this year. The line of Surface tablets is yet to truly take off, but Microsoft is rumored to be debuting new accessories for the Surface soon, including a battery-equipped keyboard cover. If you're looking to try out the light version of Windows 8, or you're just looking for a mid-range tablet option, the Surface RT is available for $349, the lowest price ever. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I wondered what either of you thought, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here on the Good Day program, the Gorilla Glass that's being used on these new smartphones. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be more readable. It's supposed to be more, mine, I took a picture yesterday with my phone, I couldn't see a thing. The daylight keeps everything from, actually being visible.
Right.
But also the part of this that seems valuable is that the glass will not break as easily. My iPad is cracked. I know plenty of people have iPhones and the glass gets cracked, right? Isn't that really kind of what...
The glass cracks a lot. And you can actually replace it yourself, but I think it's kind of hard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what does the Gorilla Glass do? Is that more is they're now using in the smartphones? Does that supposedly make it more difficult to break? It's resistant to scratches and chips and dings and stuff like that?
Yeah, better, stronger, faster.
Really?
And it's supposed to also have some property that makes it germ-free.
Really?
Less bacteria on it.
See, I think if you're going to drop $600 or $700 on a phone, you ought to be able to get something that when the sun's beating down from above, you can see, mm-hmm. and if you drop it on the ground, it isn't going to break. So that's supposedly what Gorilla Glass is for. And if you have so, but this is another gimmick to sell more phones too, I suppose, in a way, right?
Oh, sure.
You want to protect your investment. Get Gorilla Glass on your new phone. If you don't have it, you need to buy a new phone. Get that phone here, there, and everywhere. All right, so we had that story at DougStephan.com, along with lots of other stories that we may or may not have time to get to, but you can pretty much check that stuff out and know what's going on in the world. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.